Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Only you can make all this world seem right.
I know, that's a really old song. It's the Platters. I know it's from the Wayback Machine. But you got to admit, that's a pretty good song. That's nice. That's Tony Williams, by the way, is the singer there for the Platters. Seven Till, welcome back. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for putting up with my music. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Pete Lampson. He's general manager of small business at Carbonite, the folks who back up your stuff online and Carbonite.com, right, Pete?
That's correct.
And what's that new? You got a new product, a small business product, don't you?
So yeah, we've launched it. We've spent the last 5 years or so backing up consumer computers for over 1 million customers, and we've now expanded this to the small business community. You can access that through either Carbonite.com or go direct to CarboniteBusiness.com.
All right. What's the difference in the small business thing and the consumer thing?
So the it's the same level of security and protection and United States-based support. But we have designed a product specifically for businesses that allows you to back up as many computers as you have in your office for one flat fee price. We wanted to keep it very, very
simple.
I don't
even think I've got that. I'm not sure I've got that. I think I'm still paying per seat. I have to check into that.
You may be, if you're on our older and still wonderful home and home office product, you may be doing that.
All right.
Our business product recognizes that businesses have more than one computer.
Yeah.
We didn't want to be charging people for every time you add a computer.
Oh, yeah,
I've got to pay more.
I've got a slew of computers here.
Add as many computers as you like. It's $229 a year.
I need to check.
And you can even call us, and our phone number is right on the site, and we will literally set up all of your backup on all of your computers over the phone and do it for you while you watch.
And as Pete said earlier, folks, get your stuff backed up. If you use Carbonite, he likes it. If you don't use Carbonite, get your stuff backed up. That's you got to do this. You know, Pete, one of my good friends and one of my Brain Trust members, Kenneth Crozes, an intellectual property attorney, did some research, and he found that in the 70s, 80% of corporate assets were fixed assets, hard goods. And 20% were intangibles, patents, processes, things like that, trademarks. And then 30 years later, as he continued the research, he found 30 years later, like in the current age, that number had inverted. 20% were hard assets. 80% of the value of the things that they really had to have to leverage their business were intangibles. Were digital items. Websites, of course, but also patents and trademarks, etc. So we become an intangible. We're leveraging intangible assets more every day, and small businesses may not be 80-20, but those numbers are still inverted, I believe, and so. You know, more small business owners are more likely to manage inventory out of a supplier's warehouse through digital means than they are to bring that inventory into their own warehouse.
That's exactly right. And the information that you need to run your business every day now resides on all of your business's computers, which makes it increasingly important to make certain that if there's a problem, you don't lose that data so that your business can continue to thrive and your family can continue to prosper.
And you know, Pete, I remember when people would send letters out before Y2K and said, if you want to do business with us, you have to prove to us that you're prepared for Y2K. If you're working with some big companies in their supply chain, you have to prove to them that you can connect up with them in a quality fashion with quality processes. I'm wondering how long it's going to be before big companies say to companies like me, for example, okay, Jim, if you're going to do business with us, we need you to explain to us how you're backing up your files. What do you think, Pete?
Well, I think you're exactly right. And as you know, we'll go back to when we first started, the majority of businesses who lose their data for whatever reason, natural disaster, theft, or virus, or computer crash, do not recover.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're entering into a business partnership with a business that's running that risk, That's risk for your business as well. So you need to make certain that all of your data is backed up. And again, as we've been talking about wonderfully today, it is just so simple to do so through online backup. And not only is it simple, but it's highly affordable.
Yeah, absolutely. So check it out, folks. See which one you like. Start with Carbonite, and then you know, shop around, see what you like, see which one's best for you, but get it done. Hey, Pete, thanks for being here. Thanks for bringing this information to us.
Great to be here again, Jim. Thanks so much.
We'll see you next time. Pete Lampson, ladies and gentlemen, he's with Carbonite. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. I'll see you in the next hour. After that.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.